The CEO is on the record predicting that private equity is going to end up in tears. We've had to give some information to APRA about our private equity exposures. Can you tell us a bit about that? How big are our 10 largest private equity exposures? The annual report talks about playing a big role in the Myer private equity purchase. Are we lining up for a big exposure to Qantas? And you know, just give us a bit of a summation of how big those exposures are, given the CEO's particularly bearish public comments.
As a general rule, private equity is actually quite a good thing because companies from time to time lose the place. The management, perhaps even the board, and the company isn't doing what it should do for its shareholders. The role of private equity companies is to come and take that company private and to do the right thing. Their reward is they then usually make that company public again. They make a profit in doing it. But actually, it's quite a good thing for business in general when that has to happen. And that's at the fringe of running businesses, because most businesses in Australia are well run by the boards and by the management. And my comment, Mr. Main, about end up in tears, is because there's almost too much of it. We've now got private equity coming in, and they're starting to look at very well-run companies. And we see this often in any cycle where things just go too far. And the warning I was putting, and I don't think I'm alone in that, I think there are a lot of voices saying, just be careful, because you asked about our exposure. We don't release our exposure, but let me tell you that we're a big player in private equity. But we don't hold it. So what happens is the days of the banks holding the risk, and then if it goes wrong, it overheats, we take a bath, are gone. NAB Capital, who runs most of this business, runs an originate, warehouse, distribute model. Now what that means is we originate it from the people who are looking for the finance, we perhaps repackage it, and we sell it to institutions. And we have a relatively small hold. So the bank's exposure, well, firstly, the bank has taken some fees, which shareholders will be very happy about, but the bank's exposure is fairly low to each particular risk, and that risk is out there with institutions. So it's a market in which we participate. We're very cautious. We try to make sure that we aren't on the fringe, but I think it is a market that will probably overheat a bit, and it will go just a bit too far, and then there'll be a correction. So that was behind my warning there. Not to say private equity in itself is bad, just to say it's getting a bit overheated.